Ira, your host for Your Guide to the Night Sky. We're still discussing the planet we live on, although you might not expect what'll happen in this episode. We're taking a field trip back to early Earth. Do you have your time machine? Now set that old machine to take you back 4.6 billion years. You're now at the start of the Hadean period. Know why it's called that way? Because you're now suffocating. Because there's no oxygen, you're walking on molten lava, burning your feet, and the temperature is really hot. You're on fire. That description exactly fits the description of the Greek underworld, whose boss was the god Hades. Who would even want to own such a horrible place? Now you're jumping ahead to the Archean and Proterozoic periods, when the first organisms appeared. We don't actually know much about these organisms because they have no hard parts that could be fossilized and preserved. Some hypotheses of where they formed are oily drops in the ocean, tidal pools, and deep sea vents, these vents being the most accepted of all of them. All of these periods are part of the Precambrian era. You're on to the Paleozoic era. A lot of periods fit into this era, and we won't go through them one by one. Just to be quick, or maybe for the jump limit on the time machine. Oh, come on! Well, the basic summary of the Paleozoic is that organisms with hard parts started to appear. That's why I have a lot more fossils of the Paleozoic than the Precambrian. We'll be back in a sec! Okay, back to time travel. Do you know why Paleozoic organisms were so different from the Precambrian ones? That's because of this. At the start of the Paleozoic, there was a big burst of life, where organisms started evolving really, really fast. This burst was called the Cambrian Explosion, which happened in the Cambrian period. That's why the Precambrian, the area you just studied, is named that way, pre meaning before. Does your time machine have a setting to speed up time? If it does, you can witness over the formation of Pangaea, the famous prehistoric supercontinent, which formed at about the end of the Paleozoic era, then separated into the continents we know today. The next jump is going to take you into one of the most interesting eras, the Mesozoic. I'll give you a riddle. The animals here are big, toothy, and famous. What are they? Dinosaurs. Let's talk about them chronologically. So in the Mesozoic era, there are three periods. They are the Triassic, the Jurassic, and the Cretaceous. Since you forgot to take off the speed up time setting, you're blurring through the Triassic and seeing dinosaurs develop. After this, you're at the Jurassic, where a big system of predator and prey and dinosaurs is ranging. Tiny rodents and mammals crowd around the big dinosaurs, while pterodactyls soar through the skies. The first bird also developed during this era. Now you're on to the Cretaceous, when T-Rexes roam. I'm scared. I don't want to be eaten. Well, you won't, because you're at the moment 65 million years ago, when the dinosaurs were wiped out by a gigantic asteroid hitting Earth. Now, I know some of you are waiting for the appearance of humans. Well, you're in luck, because we're witnessing the start of the Cenozoic era, after the dinosaurs, in which a multitude of animals appeared. One of the species that developed resulted in us. Us. We're finally here. Your time machine turned off because you're here. All of the three eras we studied fit in the Phanerozoic eon. I have a challenge for you. Can you order periods, eons, and eras from least to greatest by the time spans they occupy? You might think that it should have told you, but for scientists, nobody tells them what happened. Scientists pick up clues, and it's your job as a scientist to order these terms. Can you do it?